WTAW News Time is about 5 minutes after 8. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, formerly BCR Realtors. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan School District is finishing its second week of new campus start and end times and new bus routes. Superintendent Christy Whitbeck was asked about the new bus schedules on our show.
Some family now might be inconvenienced that wasn't inconvenienced before. We know these things. But when you look at it from a large perspective of 16,200 children and 2,000 employees, it was better to go ahead and do it now.
Dr. Whitbeck also repeated the input she received last year from campus principals, parents, and other stakeholder groups.
My question was, do we limp along or do we take the plunge and make the decision? And unanimously in every stakeholder group, it was bite the bullet.
Whitbeck added the old transportation system was not good for most kids. Four new buildings on the Texas A&M System's Rellis campus are in various stages of construction.
Rellis Director John Barton's among those anticipating the completion of the more than $200 million of new buildings.
It's the opportunity to take really world-class research facilities, combining those with the educational opportunities that the education programs will provide, and allowing not only our students and faculty, but also our private sector and public sector partners that are interested in these technologies and these research fields inside those buildings, but also to walk out of those buildings onto those proving grounds and test beds that were part of the old Bryan Army Air Base that we've been using for the last 50 years.
Barton says they're moving into the system, $75 million Research Center for Infrastructure Renewal.
We'll have our ribbon cutting, if you will, for that building in March. That'll be home to about 50 research professionals on a regular basis, as well as several others that come in and conduct research.
Groundbreaking on the system's Academic Alliance building will take place in March. That'll be home to programs offered by a variety of system universities. That'll be built across the street from Blinn College's new academic building, which is scheduled to open this August. And a year from now, the system's Transportation Institute will open its new $70 million headquarters building, bringing in 700 employees who have been scattered at various locations. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The Bryan City Council's decision to move the municipal golf course has the attention of the chief economist at the Texas A&M Real Estate Center.
That's some prime land, and everybody looks at it. You can just simply look on a map and say, hey, there's some prime real estate, a lot of acreage, a lot of opportunity.
Dr. Jim Gaines, speaking on our show, says the question is how to properly develop the area surrounding what is planned to be a super park.
This is going to take action on the private development side and the public side. How do we make sure that that is developed the right way? I'm not even sure how we define the right way at this point.
Gaines is one of the featured speakers at next Wednesday's Chamber of Commerce Economic Outlook Conference. Preliminary autopsy results have been announced in the deaths of three Bryan residents. According to police, a murder-suicide took place in the West Bryan apartment of Melvin and Virginia Benfield. Investigators were told Melvin shot Virginia and a neighbor, Larry Davis, before turning the gun on himself. Virginia had been released from jail 5 days before the bodies were discovered. That's after she was arrested New Year's Eve for public intoxication and violating a protective order. The order was issued after Virginia was arrested last November on a charge of assaulting her husband. A building on the Texas A&M West campus was damaged and traffic was blocked for 2 hours at Agronomy and Raymond Stotzer following two collisions yesterday afternoon. University police report a man driving for a Georgia electrical contractor went to the hospital after his truck hit the west side of the entomology research lab building. Also going to the hospital was a lab employee. Investigators were told that the truck was headed west on Raymond Stotzer Parkway when it struck a vehicle that was stopped in the left turn lane to turn south onto Olson. The driver of the truck then turned right, going north on Agronomy when it left the pavement and drove into the west side of the lab building. Investigators believe the collisions were due to medical reasons. And keeping the doors locked prevented a West Bryan convenience store from being robbed Wednesday night. An employee at Tommy's Drive-In on West 28th reported four people with their faces covered attempting to enter around 9:30. The group left without attempting to force their way inside. 90 minutes later, police received a call of an armed robbery at another convenience store on the other side of town. Again, four people with their faces covered and one with a gun took an undisclosed amount of money from the Quick Mart at William Joel Bryan in Villa Maria. No one was hurt. WTAW News Time is 9 minutes after 8. It's 39 degrees. You can call or text us this morning, 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. One more look at your news at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Getting investment advice from one of the richest men in the world would be awesome. Getting real estate advice from Berkshire Hathaway Home Services would also be awesome. BCR Realtors has joined Berkshire Hathaway Home Services as Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty, and we now have the resources of one of the top companies in the world. Learn more at bhhscaliber.com. Berkshire Hathaway Home Services Caliber Realty. Good to know.
The new year is packed with huge goals for me and my team in 2018, and thankfully, I've got a Casper mattress to help me get a good night's sleep. It's a unique combination of foam that provides the right pressure relief and comfort, so you feel perfectly balanced. And thanks to the breathable material, you're guaranteed to sleep cool. Try one yourself risk-free for 100 nights in your own home. Do your own homework with free shipping and returns. Go to Casper.com, use the promo code BECK, save $50 off the select mattresses. That's Casper.com, promo code BECK. Terms and conditions do apply.
Good morning. It's 8:11. News Talk 1620 WTAW. The Infomaniacs are in the WC Tractor Studio, your local award-winning Kubota and New Holland dealer in Bryan and Navasota. And the weather sponsored by your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore. Your nationwide agent, part of their member-driven community where serving members' needs is their top priority. Call your nationwide agent, Mike Kilgore, today at 979-776-1900. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Warmer temperatures are back, but so are clouds. Clouds will be with us throughout the day. We'll get to about 50 to 55 this afternoon before the day is done. I can't rule out an isolated shower. Tonight, clouds, maybe a few showers. Temperatures will rise from the 40s into the 50s overnight. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow. Highs close to 70. Chance of showers, breezy, mild tomorrow night, 60. Scattered showers possible Sunday, breezy and warm, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
There it goes. So it's 8:12. Words are the only thing that we have here. We can't do anything else. Those are the toys that we play with.
We can't show pictures.
We use big words.
We do. We use words with many syllables sometimes. And sometimes we don't pronounce the words the way other people pronounce them.
Right.
And we were talking about
like
the
squirrel.
Squirrel, yes. We were talking about the Jacksonville professional team from the National Football League.
Uh-huh.
And I don't know what we said, but it was wrong. So
What else is new?
Yeah. So I went to the internet, which is where you go for everything.
Everything. Yes,
correct. So here we go.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Jacksonville Jaguars.
Wars.
Okay. So that now I've heard it pronounced Jaguars.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like the car. And so now... Chelsea, what I'm thinking is, you know, your phone.
Right.
What do you call your phone?
I don't think I've named him.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, but he's an Australian male.
Okay.
I guess we could name him right now if we'd like to.
Frank sounds like a good one.
I think I still have to call him Siri.
Okay. All right.
So do we want to see how he does it?
I'm kind of concerned about how he feels about himself.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Okay.
Siri, what is the professional football team in Jacksonville, Florida?
Uh-oh.
The Jaguars play the Patriots in the AFC Championship on Sunday at 2:05 p.m.
But see, he said Jaguars.
Yeah, but
he's got that Australian accent.
Jaguars.
Right.
The Jaguars.
He didn't answer my question. I mean, he kind of did.
Yeah,
but
he gave
me the game time.
Yeah.
If I had my Echo Dot in here, we could ask Alexa.
I know. That's what I was going to say. And
she's American, isn't she?
The most popular name for a man in Australia
is
Steve.
Oliver.
Oliver.
Really?
Oh, he's definitely going to be called Oliver.
Okay.
Bill might get a little confused, but that's fine.
Hello, my name's Oliver.
But now, doesn't your phone, can't you do the same thing, Zach, with your phone?
I have no idea.
Yes.
I turned that off. I don't want the NSA spying on me.
All right, okay.
They're spying on me now in all sorts of ways.
Never mind. All right, so other things that you need to know to get through the day. The snow in the Wizard of Oz was made of pure asbestos.
Oh.
The witch's broom and the scarecrow's costume were also made out of asbestos.
Oh.
That's not good,
no,
is it?
No, it's not. How long? Hold on.
You can make stuff out of asbestos?
Yeah, yeah, it would be really scratchy, too, I would think.
He used to make,
Well, I know that he gets caught on fire in one small scene, right, of Wizard of Oz, and maybe they put him in asbestos for safety there, but I would just think, because, I mean, basically it's woven glass.
That was the scarecrow? Oh.
Yeah, that was the scarecrow, right.
Died of bladder cancer.
Okay.
But he was 83.
Wow.
He lived, right, he lived a pretty good long way.
In the
witch, right?
Yeah. Is she still alive?
No. Margaret Hamilton passed away in 1985. Close.
Oh, close.
Close.
Yeah, close.
Just missed by a few years.
Yeah. Myocardial infraction.
Okay. Infarction.
Infarction, yeah.
Got it. Okay.
Something else I pronounced.
Hewlett-Packard could have been Packard Hewlett.
Okay.
Oh.
They flipped a coin. Yep.
That's nifty.
It is kind of fun.
Except if you lost.
This may be the niftiest of all. Refried beans are only fried once. The name comes from a mistranslation of the Spanish name, which is frijoles refritos, which means well-fried beans. So think about that, because I know
frijoles.
Two of the four listeners are probably going to eat Mexican food today.
Right, that's 50%.
Once again, it's still 50%. Once again,
or half.
At lunch today, lay that on the table.
Yeah.
See how that works out.
Refried beans. If the next time I'm somewhere and they said, would you like charro or refried?
Yeah.
I'll say, I would like well-fried, please.
Yep. Well, and the other thing is, of course, if you tell your...
They're going to say, we don't have that. I'm going to say, yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
You're going to get... You're
going to get arrested for public misconduct.
You're going to get in a fight with somebody who has control of your food behind closed doors.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Good. Thank you. Thanks, Scott. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, and, you know, if you told your server, they'd go, huh, so... They'd really care.
Right.
Oh, all right. Baseball is in talks to add a pitch clock. Have we heard about that?
Yes, they've been talking about that for a while.
How's that going to work?
Well,
I thought there already was a time limit.
It's a suggestion. Isn't that a suggestion call
that
they have out
yeah,
there?
Yeah, more or less. If somebody is a repeat offender, they'll end up issuing a ball in the count.
Ooh.
Now, in college, they have one. If you've ever been to Olson and looked out, there's actually a clock.
20 seconds, right?
Right, 20, 21 seconds, something like that. And we'll start.
Why would it be 21,
down.
Zach?
I don't know. Why?
It's 20.
Who knows? 21 is the age that you can legally purchase alcohol.
But it's not the pitcher can't actually see it when he's facing home plate.
Yeah. Right. So what good does that do?
I guess it's for the umpire.
Right.
Really.
And the umpire
and
can tell him,
see.
Hey, we need to hurry this up.
Oh.
And now they've also approached maybe having fewer pitching mound visits, which I am all for.
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah.
You're an adult. Take care of it yourself.
And I want to say that they've done that because so many times too, mound visits are just a stall tactic anyway.
Unless they're televised, unless they're mic'd up, that would be cool as a viewer.
Well, but see, then they can't really talk about the stuff that they talk about when they're out there.
I know. I'm just thinking Bull Durham and how much fun that would be.
Yeah, because that would totally be PC.
Yeah, but sure. Well,
you know.
But there's also, because they go out there and go, well, where are we eating tonight? Or, you know.
Right.
How long's it
stall tactics.
Yeah, how long is it going to take for him to
come
out?
Are we going to get some well-fried beans tonight, boys?
Hey, here you go. Jam City Games has put together a new mobile game called Harry Potter Hogwarts Mystery.
Oh.
That'll waste some of your life.
Yeah.
In the game, you create a character and experience life as a Hogwarts student. You attend classes, learning magical skills, joining one of the four houses. Chelsea, which one would you join?
Slytherin.
Ooh, no.
Yeah, no, totally
After
Slytherin.
After you just told everybody how evil Slytherin is, and now you're saying I would be in Slytherin.
If the hat fits.
There were people who didn't listen yesterday.
You know, everybody's favorite is Gryffindor because that's the house that Harry's in, obviously.
Okay, right.
But I've always been kind of a fan of Ravenclaw.
Okay, all right. You can even choose
Hufflepuff, not so much.
Okay, you can even choose your own pet.
Oh.
Yep.
That would be fun. Man. So, okay, Scott, to inform you, since I know you don't know.
You're right.
All of the students usually have a magical pet.
Okay.
And so Harry had an owl.
Okay.
It delivers mail.
Hermione had a cat. And they all have, Ron had a rat, that was a long another storyline.
Yeah, ended up being a bad guy.
Bad guy, yep. Yeah. But so they all have a magical pet. And yeah, Hedwig, the owl, would deliver him mail and stuff like that. You get to kind of pick your own pet.
Okay, all right, that's all right.
I think I'd want a turtle.
Hey, get this.
So it couldn't run away quickly?
Well, yeah.
What would a magical turtle be able to do?
Move at breakneck speed.
There you go. That's it.
I would have a squirrel.
A squirrel. Here we go. Pretty cool story here out of Chile.
Something totally extraordinary happened today, which was the hostesses and the stewards were going to get their photos taken, and one said, "Oh, we're a couple. You know, we've been married. We met on a plane 8 years ago." That's all they said. I said, "Oh, that's interesting." And then as they walked by, they came back and said, "Oh, but the Pope married us in a religious ceremony," which obviously has never happened on a papal plane before. They were super happy. The first the Pope heard about it was this morning, too. It's not like it was part of the plan.
I mean, how many people does the Pope even marry?
Yeah, let alone on a plane.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Pope's on a plane.
The Pope married me.
Yeah, I mean,
I'd get married to a total stranger if the Pope was willing to do it.
Wow.
Just to say that.
Yeah, but I'm just...
And they get a divorce right after? Yeah. Like,
well, no, hey, you're Catholic, yeah. so that doesn't work.
So you're stuck, all right.
Well. That's right, but
that's
still,
okay. It's got to be a good marriage if the Pope marries
you. The very idea that the Pope married him. I mean, that's pretty amazing stuff. All right, it's 820.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
Hanging out in studio with Carolyn Young of the Aggieland Humane Society. Carolyn, how's it going?
Hey, good morning. Glad to be here. It's warming up a little bit.
A little bit, yeah. We're kind of having a heat wave. I think it got all the way up to, 25, something like that today.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
It's pretty nice. But I know with it being cold and things like that, obviously, you're thinking about your pets. You're thinking about your animals. With you guys, y'all have a lot going on right now.
We do have a lot going on. We've got some construction going on. We're resloping the floors in the dog building. So we're working on that. That means that we could use some foster families to help us manage the dogs that can't be in there right now. Mm-hmm. But so if you'd like to foster a pet, a dog or a cat, you know, just come out there, fill out an application online. We need your help, okay?
And as somebody who's fostered a little bit in my family, having fostered growing up, I mean, it really is rewarding. Situation that you guys can have and being able to help you guys out any way you can.
Absolutely. You know, it gives you a good feeling in your heart that you've reached out and you've helped a pet that's in need. And it can be very fulfilling to your family. I mean, it'll teach maybe a child a little bit of responsibility. And the thing is, too, fostering is a limited time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just like right now, while we need the help for the construction that's going on, or if it's for a pet that's going through a medical situation, you know, it's just going to be for a limited time. And we provide everything that you need for that foster situation.
Very cool. Very cool. I know you guys also have some other stuff going on as well.
Yeah, we do. We've got some barn cats that are up for adoption. So if you're out in the country, if you've got a little bit of a snake problem or a mouse problem, rat problem, something like that, you need a barn cat that will help keep those kind of critters away. We've got some barn cats that are ready for adoption. So, you know, again, fill out an application online or come in and we'll get you taken care of with that kind of thing, okay?
Yeah, we were just talking about that, I think, on the show, maybe yesterday, about cats and just how I love cats anyways, but just how they're able to, like you talked about, to kind of take care of their owners in a lot of ways, too.
Yeah, they really will.
Yeah, and you guys also have a cool thing going on when it comes to feral cats, right?
We do. With our new mobile spay-neuter unit, we're so excited about what that's allowing us to help do with the feral cat population in our community. And it's out there. Trust me, it's out there. But we are now able to, for $5, if you will trap a feral cat, or even if you've got a barn cat out there that hadn't been neutered or spayed, mm-hmm. if they're still wild, you know, they won't let you touch them, trap them in a humane trap.
Yeah.
Okay. Bring them in to us. You need to set an appointment. There are a couple of things, but for $5, that's what I got to get out there. $5. We will spay and neuter that cat. We'll ear tip it and we will do a rabies vaccination. And then we'll send it back to you.
Mm-hmm.
You can release it back in its environment where it's, you know, comfortable, where it's hunting and all of that. But by spaying and neutering those colonies, they will kind of self-decline.
Right.
And just not reproduce and not be taken over the entire community. So for $5,
yeah,
we can
amazing.
Do that
yeah.
for you.
Yeah, only $5. You know? I think anybody who has an animal, they've had to go get spayed or neutered. It is not cheap.
Yeah.
So that's amazing as far as controlling population, obviously. And
the rabies vaccination.
Yeah,
you
that
know?
Too.
I mean, that takes that concern out of the community also. And we'll ear tip it,
mm-hmm.
you know, so everybody knows that pet or that cat has been spayed and neutered and vaccinated. So it's a visual thing that people will then see, okay?
Yeah.
We're doing that on feral cats, okay? Don't don't bring your dog. Don't bring your house cat in a trap and think that we're going to do that. No, we're going to be able to know, okay? And plus, we're going to ear tip it, and most people don't want their house cats.
And of course, if folks want to get in touch with you guys, where do they need to go?
Yeah, they can come out to Aggieland Humane, 5359 Leonard Road. You can find us on the website, aggielandhumane.org. Give us a call, 979-775-5755. We have a voicemail system that's a Vortex.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as the message system picks up, hit zero, and you'll get to our front desk folks,
okay.
or you'll get to their voicemail. We don't generally start answering the phones. Our office hours are 11 to 6, so we
okay.
generally don't start answering the phones until 11.
Okay.
But you can leave a message, you know, but hit that zero as soon as the voice message system picks up. But give us a call. There isn't, you know, you have to make a reservation. You know, you have to go into downtown Bryan, but they'll tell you all of that kind of information. But the main thing is $5, spay, neuter, rabies vaccinated,
mm-hmm.
ear tipped, released back into the community where they're comfortable. And, you know, let's just stop that growing population.
Yeah, really doing a service for the community. Carolyn Young, Development Director of the Aggieland Humane Society, thank you so very much for your time.
Yeah, thanks. And keep your coats on your dogs that are outside. It's still a little chilly out there.
It is. Stay warm.
Thank you so much.
Dayhill, a Xerox company, is the leader in business solutions for over 20 years. We're more than just copiers. Let the Dayhill team help you create document and content management in a safe and secure environment that will store and retrieve your important data quickly. Whether you're looking for copy equipment, managed print services, IT solutions, or fax and scan services, let the local Dayhill sales team help you find the perfect solution with our Dayhill 360 assessment. Local service, local sales, local knowledge is Dayhill's customer service commitment to you. Contact Dayhill locally today, 774-2200, or at dayhill.com.
Jennifer Kashinka with your money now. IBM's revenue rose for the first time in 23 quarters, beating analyst estimates. But the company warned that a higher tax rate this year would eat into its profit. IBM shares, which have rallied 10% so far this year in hopes of a strong turnaround in the company's fortunes, fell more than 3% in after-hours trading. The company forecasts stable margins and revenue for 2018, boosted by growth in its newer businesses such as cloud computing and security services. Several major not-for-profit hospital groups are trying their own solution to drug shortages and high medicine prices, creating a company to make cheaper generic drugs. The plan follows years of shortages of generic injected medicines that are the workhorses of hospitals, along with some huge price increases for once cheap generic drugs. Crude oil down 26 cents at $63.69 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a higher open after stocks closed lower yesterday. That's your money now.
First off, you robots are a great addition to the accounting department.
But
your auditing and risk assessment skills are excellent.
But
it's official. Robots have entered the world of accounting, and certified management accountants have mastered the 11 most critical practice areas in business, which means they'll be the ones calling the shots.
Forecasting, outstanding.
But
please stop oiling yourself up in the lunchroom.
I knew there was a but. There's always a but.
The CMA certification. You've got to earn it. Visit CMAcertification.org for details.
This Valentine's Day, send your sweetheart the gift that shines above all others. Name a star after them. I'm Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. for $54 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, we will name a star after your sweetheart and send a beautiful gift package. The new star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry, 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for this year's hottest Valentine's Day gift.
The skills you can develop as a soldier in the Army National Guard can give you an edge in the high-tech job market of tomorrow. The Guard offers career training to take advantage of your skills in science, technology, engineering, and math that can help give you a leg up to a high-paying and rewarding STEM profession. Get a head start on your career while earning money to pay for college. Log on to NationalGuard.com to learn about all of the STEM career opportunities in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Texas Army National Guard. Aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Home DNA test kits were top sellers on Amazon this past Christmas. Millions seek clues to their family history and, most importantly, their health. But how accurate are they? Kim Commando with your Friday Consumer Tech Update. Companies like Ancestry.com, GenGov, National Geographic, and the biggest of all, 23andMe, sell the kits. In early 2017, Inside Edition tested three sets of identical triplets, one of them Dr. Phil McGraw. They found significant differences that with triplets shouldn't be there. The latest doubt comes from a reporter writing for Gizmodo, Kristen Brown. She took four DNA tests, received four different results. She writes that these tests are more toys than scientific tools. They're for entertainment. The article cautions that since 23andMe and all the others do not stress that DNA kits may sometimes be very inaccurate, the tests could go as far as to cause damage to family relationships. My advice, if you have a DNA kit, have fun with it. Then let it go. I'm Kim Commando.
Okay, here's a fact. Security systems deter thieves. Still, there's a burglary every 8 seconds in America. Why? Because some homes are simply not protected. That's why securing your home is an absolute necessity. And that's why you need SimpliSafe. SimpliSafe is a brilliant and comprehensive security system designed by a Harvard-educated engineer. Seriously. Its sensors protect every access point to your home. Say a bad guy even tries to break in. An ear-shattering siren tells them that police are on the way. And they are. 24/7 monitoring, just $14.99 a month. You'll never be locked into a long-term contract. It's wireless. You can install it in minutes. There's no middleman and no landline needed. And I'll make sure you get 10% off right now, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee. It's the only home security that I trust. SimpliSafe. Go to SimpliSafeKim.com. That's SimpliSafeKim.com. More security, more freedom, more savings. SimpliSafeKim.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 39 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police announced the deaths of three people in a Westside apartment were the result of a murder-suicide. According to preliminary autopsy results, Melvin Benfield shot his wife, Virginia, and a neighbor, Larry Davis, before turning the gun on himself. Police also reported Melvin had a protective order against his wife. That's after Virginia was arrested last November on a family violence assault charge. Court records also showed she was arrested New Year's Eve for public intoxication and for violating the protective order. Virginia was released from jail last Saturday. Two people were taken to the hospital after a truck struck a Texas A&M building on West Campus yesterday afternoon. According to university police, the truck was headed west on Raymond Stotzer Parkway when it struck a vehicle that was stopped in the left turn lane to turn south onto Olson. The driver of the truck then turned right, going north on Agronomy, when it left the pavement and drove into the west side of the Entomology Research Lab building. Investigators believe the collisions were due to medical reasons. The unidentified driver for a Georgia Electrical Construction Company and a lab employee were treated for undisclosed injuries. The collisions, which remain under investigation, closed the intersection of Stotzer and Agronomy for 2 hours. With 2 months' notice, the Bryan School District is finishing its second week of new bus routes and campus start and end times.
I know that's not always a lot when we have work schedules and things that we work around, but we did do our best with that.
Superintendent Christy Whitbeck on our show repeated that after meeting last fall with campus principals, parents, and other stakeholders, it was time to, in her words, bite the bullet.
We can't go on like this an entire second semester. It's not good for kids. Or at least most kids.
Dr. Whitbeck says it was better to make changes now for the district's more than 16,000 students and more than 2,000 employees. The Texas A&M Systems Rellis campus was the site yesterday of a ceremonial topping out ceremony, marking the last piece of steel going into the system's new Texas Transportation Institute headquarters building.
Rellis Director John Barton says the $70 million building will house 700 employees who are now at a variety of locations.
We're thinking that in the January-February 2019 timeframe, well, the building will be finished, we'll be moving in, and by March of 2019, we'll have our employees out there on the campus conducting their research and carrying out their everyday business.
The first of four new buildings at Rellis will open this March. That's the system's $75 million research center for infrastructure renewal.
13 different laboratories inside that center focused on research related to roads, bridges, power grids, telecommunication systems, water treatment plants, as well as the new technologies that enable them.
Also in March is groundbreaking for the system's Academic Alliance building, which will be home to a variety of system universities. That'll be built across the street from Blinn College's new academic building, which is scheduled to open this August. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8:35. It's 39 degrees. Text us any time of the day with your news tips and traffic alerts to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com and stream us anytime at RadioAggieland.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
Howdy, this is Glenn Brewer, President and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce. On Wednesday, January 24th, from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., the Chamber of Commerce will hold its annual Economic Outlook Conference, sponsored by Wells Fargo. The conference will feature keynote speakers from the Rellis Campus, Tower Point, and the Atlas Traditions Development. Topics include our current and projected economy, plus the overwhelming growth in our community. Join us Wednesday, January 24th, at the Hilton in College Station. A look into the Brazos Valley future from the people making it happen. Call 260-5200 for tickets or visit BCS Chamber.
Hey, good morning, 836, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather. It's brought to you by Ground Shuttle. They offer frequent and reliable luxury shuttles between Bryan College Station and both Houston airports, and now daily service to the Austin airport, too. Reserve your Houston or Austin airport commute now at groundshuttle.com. Ground Shuttle, let them do the driving.
Warmer temperatures are back, but so are clouds. Clouds will be with us throughout the day. We'll get to about 50 to 55 this afternoon before the day is done. I can't rule out an isolated shower. Tonight, clouds, maybe a few showers. Temperatures will rise from the 40s into the 50s overnight. Mostly cloudy, breezy, and warmer for tomorrow. Highs close to 70. Chance of showers, breezy, mild tomorrow night, 60. Scattered showers possible Sunday, breezy and warm, 70 to 75. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Friday. Time to talk about things that are going on in the city of College Station. Colin Killian's here this morning. How are you today?
Doing great, Scott. How are you?
Good. You brought a guest with you today.
I did. We have newly elected, I guess not really newly now. It's been about 2 months, but Councilman Bob Brick.
That's it. Bob, good morning. Thanks
good
for being
morning,
with us.
Good morning, everybody. Glad to be here.
Appreciate you being here. You haven't even had your first retreat yet as a member of College Station government, and, of course, the budget's already in place. But you do really come from a unique situation in that you have certainly had probably a knowledge of the inside workings of College Station for a while because, of course, your wife was on city council. Would you say that pretty well prepared you for the job?
Well, certainly it did. I've watched it up close and personal for the 6 years that she was on the council, and it was through watching the activities and interests and programs of the council and their responses to the citizens that led me to decide to apply for the open seat when she left that position.
So once you got onto council, what was the first area that you needed staff to really bring you up to speed on as far as you're concerned?
Oh, my goodness. The first area was the overall question of city finances, I think, was the largest, most complex area that about which I knew the least. And so I visited with various members of the staff and and they've given me many seminars and brought me up to date in so many ways. There's a long way to go, but I've made a start in that area.
Well, and you come from academia, and so you come from an institutional environment, but talk to me a little bit about, I don't know, I guess for lack of a better word, frustration that you have that there's some efficiencies that you'd like to see in place and what you can do to maybe add some efficiencies.
Well, there were frustrations involved, but maybe in a different sense than you're presenting it to me to respond to. One of the things that led me to be very interested in becoming more involved in politics than just watching it from the sidelines was having seen so many different groups bring their petitions to the city council or to the Planning and Zoning Commission and be sent away with simply the answers no. And sometimes there was a brief explanation, but sometimes not. And there was an increasing level of frustration that I sensed on the parts of the neighborhood groups especially. And so I thought, we can do a better job with communicating with our citizens than that. And so that sort of whole idea is what led me to get more involved, thinking that I could help communicate with, connect to, and be an intermediary for the citizens.
Okay, so now you've defined the problem. Now, how are you going to, you can't meet with them all, but how do you think that can be either streamlined or they can feel like they're being heard more?
Well, one of the proposals that is on the table now somewhere in the bureaucracy is to have the city sponsor some kind of a public workshop for large development projects, not every development project, but for those that are fairly significant, and that has to be defined, obviously, between the developers and whoever might be impacted by that development. To before the process enters the city's approval process, get people together, get them talking, get them to exchanging ideas early on in the process, and I think that can only have a beneficial effect in the final outcome. Sometimes the folks' ideas may be incorporated into a new development. There have been examples here in town where that has happened at the call of the developer who called such meetings, and that's very beneficial. But I don't think that it's in the city's best interest to always allow or have the developer be dependent upon the developer asking for such a meeting. And some neighborhood groups just don't have the people who are quite motivated and talented in such a way that they can organize and bring such meetings to pass. So I think if it was sponsored and overseen by the city, this would provide a good way of bringing the development community and the neighborhood groups together. And these are two that I mentioned. There may be other kinds of groups also.
Sure. Councilman Bob Brick joining us, place one from the College Station City Council. So I had asked during the candidates forum of you and everyone, okay, we've got a $200-300 million wish list here, and we don't really have the revenue for that. Are we any farther down the road as to any Bob Brick ideas as to how we start getting that wish list ticked off?
Oh, my goodness. I guess at this point of my tenure in this office, I don't really have any solutions there. I'm still trying to put the groundwork together and get my own understanding together in terms of how to address those things. I will argue for certain ways of establishing priorities on our wish lists, but certainly I want there to be wish lists, and I want everybody to be involved in the discussion of those wish lists, because the more input we get from all elements of the community, the more valid our priorities will be when they do get established.
Just on Thursday, I had the superintendent of BISD in, and so you're the first elected official on the city level that I've had in since the governor has announced that he wants to put a 2.5% cap on property values every year. That's going to tamp things down a little bit.
Well, it might. It certainly could. In the last council, they raised our property taxes by 2.5 cents. That I don't recall right now exactly what percentage that was of the previous tax rate. We could have raised it up to 4 cents before we encountered the rollback rate at that point. But I think that in a way, I'm not pleased with that effort by the governor. I guess I see his point a little bit, but I don't feel comfortable with Austin coming in and saying, we know what's best for you, we're going to take over, and we're going to establish the rules by which local governments have to operate. That bothers me a bit.
Sure.
And so I would like for us to be very transparent and accountable to our citizens. They're the ones who elected us, and they're the ones who are ultimately going to have to pay these taxes, and they should have a say in whether or not we do or don't raise taxes. Now, if we go beyond a certain level, then certainly, even under the present rules, they still get a vote in whether or not to support the tax.
Sure. Anything else on your radar screen this morning you'd like to share with us?
Well, as I mentioned earlier in our visit, I'm concerned about certain neighborhood kinds of issues. I hope that I don't get categorized as just a neighborhood-only kind of an issue person, because I'm interested in all facets of the city's activities and developments. But one neighborhood issue that is of concern is the building of the so-called stealth dorms, or whatever you may want to call them, into single-family neighborhoods. And there are proposals around in various offices now that are circulating and either gathering dust or moving forward. I intend to find out what the status of those is, in which we establish some new zoning categories. One is called multi-resident, in which case the so-called stealth dorms would fit very nicely in a multi-resident, and stop trying to call them families. In fact, many times they're not quite families. Another element of that would be to have a way of restricting or curtailing commercial activities in private, in single-family neighborhoods. For instance, the renting out of houses, renting either by the room or by the house. I would like to see us have a policy in place that limited the ability to rent to persons other than the family members, to no more than two unrelated. And in order to do so, the owner-occupant would have to be the one renting the property out. And this would effectively put a slowdown on certain types of development. It would still allow people to rent out a room in their home to generate additional income, and many of the older neighborhoods' residents need that source of income. So that would be a way of providing a way of bringing some additional revenue into the family, as well as preserving somewhat of the character of the neighborhood. So that's an issue that is I'm still exploring further how to get into that issue, and I'm hearing from a lot of different people, from developers as well as from neighborhood organizations so forth. So I'm still working in that area.
Yeah. Now that email's out there, they can get to you real easily, can't they?
Yes. Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. You know, another area that I just want to mention briefly in passing is parks. I'm very keen on strengthening and enhancing our already good park system. I would love for College Station to be able to be known as the City of Parks, and we have a really great parks program now. There are ways in which we could enhance it, and every time you build new parks in a place, the property values in that area go up, and so it seems like it's overall a good thing for the city to have more parks rather than fewer parks.
Certainly. Thanks for the time this morning. What else you got?
Well, a couple of things. Last call to sign up for Citizens University first class is Monday, but they still have some spots available. For more information or to apply, go to cstx.gov/CU. Citizens Fire Academy starts February 6th. They also still have some spots. For more information or to apply again, go to cstx.gov/CFA. And then finally, we also still have openings on a number of citizen boards and committees. Again, for more information or to apply, go to cstx.gov/committees.
Got it. Thanks for the time this morning.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Visit with folks from the City of College Station on Fridays. Our community interview paid for by Margaret Meese, candidate for District Clerk of Brazos County. VoteMeese.com. Early voting starts February 20th.
The Brazos County District Clerk's Office is probably best known by the general public for the summoning of jurors. Did you also know that the District Clerk is responsible for preserving evidence, records retention, maintaining legislative relationships, and so much more? Hi, this is Margaret Meese, candidate for Brazos County District Clerk. The Clerk's Office has other far-ranging duties and plays a key role in the day-to-day operation of our county government. Please elect me as your new Brazos County District Clerk.
Political ad paid for by Margaret Meese.
Reaching brides-to-be is easy when your ad is in the spring issue of Brazos Valley Bride magazine. Brazos Valley Bride is where brides go to find the perfect photographer, timeless venues, elegant wedding cakes, and the best wedding entertainment in town. Brazos Valley Bride is over 150 pages of all things bride. Let Brazos Valley Bride bring the brides to your business. For more information, contact Dale Hendry with Bryan Broadcasting at 979-695-9595.
About 11 till, Newstalk 1620, WTAW. Mr. Downs is in my studio.
Oh, I saw him walking outside.
Yeah, he was lurking out there, and then he came over, and he's now officially removed the Neil Bortz poster that has been hanging in the studio because people kept coming and going, who's that guy? And they didn't know. Well,
it's from 2011.
Yeah.
And so it's time, you know, it's always important to change out things.
That's true.
I remember working that event on Street Team.
Really?
Yeah, back in the day.
There you go.
Yeah, you were the Street Team guy who actually knew who he was.
Yeah.
And thought he was cool and everything.
Yeah.
Well, do you want this poster? This big Meet the Talkmaster live, Bortz.
I feel kind of unworthy. You should find someone who's more worthy of it.
So. I'm going to toss it this
afternoon.
Yeah,
Zach wants it. He wants to put it in his bedroom.
Yeah. Right there. So we learned a lot of things today on the show.
So many things.
Yeah. I admit that not hearing the setup, that it was awkward to my mind to walk in and hear the word-for-word repeat of the deer snort story morning. I mean, maybe we need a sounder or our very own deer snort sound to indicate this is a repeat, and we know it.
Well,
we meant to do this.
I said that.
We totally set it up.
I know that. I'm sure you set it up, and it was wonderful and everything. I just missed that, you know, 5-10 seconds.
He was having a Groundhog Day moment.
Yeah. I was.
Let's just call it what it is. Scott ran out of stuff to figure out to talk about on the program.
We actually just didn't want to come in, so it was like a best of.
Yeah,
we
kind of.
Save it.
Best of from yesterday.
Have we explored the possibility of that flavor of the month thing that you can buy of Oreo cookies?
Oh, I don't know about that. You're the
Me
one with
neither.
The credit card.
I think I'd do it for you just to know.
I bet you I have two people who could Google the hell out of that right now while we're discussing it.
Google is probably saying, wow, look at this.
Oh, amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, in the meantime, I have some royal news for you.
Oh, that's great news.
Right. Now, Chelsea, are you paying attention rather than Googling?
Oh, okay. Gosh.
Oh, trust me, I can do both. I'm a female.
Got it.
Like Zach, who can't Google and listen at the same time.
Yeah, multitasking is not my cup of tea.
Sources tell Us Weekly that Prince Harry's future bride will be having a low-key shindig outside London with good food and drink, music, guests of both genders, and nothing, quote, wild for her bachelorette party.
I'm just saying, who's running a stopwatch on that marriage?
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Oh, listen.
Man.
Meanwhile, their wedding planning is sailing right along. Insiders claim that there will be lots of unconventional surprises at the nuptials, and they'd like to keep it personal and ask guests to donate to charity rather than give a gift.
Harry, you're marrying an actress. Harry.
By the way.
Wow. I don't appreciate this doubt.
Yeah, he is just not letting the kids have their day.
Man.
Wish him good luck.
No, I'm just, okay.
You say that, but may I?
Go ahead.
Oh, please.
Meghan Markle and her future husband, Prince Harry, embarked on another official royal outing yesterday.
They did.
Unfortunately, not everyone is pleased with the future duchess.
Yeah, because of the way she wears her hair.
No,
and they can
no.
get over it. Oh, go ahead.
easy.
Be careful. They're getting all those stray cats down at the
That's
Humane
right.
Society.
Only $5.
$5. In case you didn't hear that.
$5.
The royal couple visited Cardiff, which is the capital city of Wales.
Okay.
In several photos and video clips of the appearance, She is seen bending down to talk to a young girl, holding a pencil in her right hand and a notebook in her left hand.
Oh.
When the images and footage made public, people immediately voiced shock that Megan had signed an autograph, breaking one of the most important and well-known royal rules.
Who signs an autograph and pencil?
But she's not royal yet.
Yeah, that's true, too.
According to Vanity Fair, royals, including Kate, are not allowed to sign their name on anything.
Oh, wow. I did not know that.
Well, do you see? So that's the reason Mr. Downs is saying she's an actress.
She signs autographs.
She's used to doing that stuff.
HRH Katie. She is perfect, isn't she?
Fortunately, turns out people were mistaken.
Oh.
She did not break the rule.
She was taking notes.
Yeah, we'll see. They laundered this story, I'm believing. They got to that little girl.
Oh.
They got to that.
Oh, wow.
We're going to get to the bottom of this.
She's been subpoenaed by Mueller and others.
Exactly right.
The Mueller Commission has subpoenaed this girl.
But finally, on our royal segment for today, men around the world have faced a serious conundrum when they begin to lose their hair.
Mm-hmm.
Best to shave it off or embrace the receding hairline. Prince
or
William.
The third option, visit the pharmacy.
Yeah. No, you go see that doctor who does this is my real
the
hair.
Implant.
Oh, who's that guy? Yeah.
1-800 number or whatever.
Spray. Yeah, exactly. There's
right.
The spray.
There's the spray. Anyway. Yeah, that's the one. Anyhow, Prince William chose to go with the buzz cut and showed off his royal baldness during an appearance this week.
I like it.
Word is the future king gets teased a lot, especially by his wife, Kate.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, who teases the prince?
Yeah, and brother Prince Harry.
Well, yeah.
Harry's going bald, too.
He's got his own fitting going on. He does, as a matter of fact, but there you go.
I like it, and I love this headline, God Shave the King.
You would think as royalty, though, they could find some hair plugs. Can't they find somebody who could put something on there?
Yeah, they have this procedure where they take your own hair out of the back of your head.
That's the guy I'm talking about. I don't know what his name is.
Yeah. There's someone in town who does that.
This is my own hair. I can mess with it if I want.
I can mess it up if I want to.
It's only a few grand.
I can drive down with the top down if I want to.
Yep. I'm digging the shaved head on him.
Wills.
I like it.
We're quoting hair plug commercials. I just want you to know that.
Have you gotten around to watching that show that I cannot recommend, the Windsors?
No, I haven't seen that one yet. No. We got enough royals out there, don't we?
Oh, man. It's
you have so much time to watch things.
I try to get about 30 minutes to an hour in every day.
Caller.
And I stumbled across the Windsors the other day.
If he's going to get the credit card out, maybe he can finally get you those Canadian Cadbury eggs he promised you a couple of Easters ago.
Thank you.
I did.
We did get those.
We did.
They weren't very good.
They really weren't. They're kind of disappointing.
But they weren't from Canada, right? You got it. We found them here, maybe?
From Canada.
Well, I ordered them from Amazon.
Canada. So.
Yeah. They were disappointing.
I didn't even know they celebrated Easter in Canada.
Okay, so Zach, you may have found better information. Googling, I found that the subscription thing doesn't start until May.
Oh, I didn't even know it was a subscription. I just looked up Oreo of the Month.
Oh, my gosh.
There's a waiting list?
No. Oh, here we go.
You could sign up for it now? Okay.
Maybe.
And how much does it cost?
I don't know. See, I already...
Cyber Sweets through Amazon.
Okay.
$239.88 for the year.
Whoa.
So subscriptions are set at 3 months for
$20 a pop.
Yeah, $59.97 a month for 3 months. 6 months for $119.94 for... Yeah, for six,
wait.
And then...
You mean, do you not get it every month? Do you not get a different flavor monthly?
You do, but you can sign up for the 3 month package, the 6 month package, or the year.
Hey, some of you will still be here a year from now.
Well, I'm thinking...
Some of us.
Hi, this is Dennis Kubetska from Interstate Batteries, where we know batteries. It's all we do. This colder weather can be tough on your car battery. Have you had yours checked out? Don't be left in the cold. Stop by Interstate Batteries today, and we'll perform a free battery check. We can determine if you need a new battery, or if it just needs to be charged to get you back up to speed. We're not going to sell you something you don't need. When you have a battery question, come see the experts at Interstate Batteries, 1100 Finfeather Road in Bryan, or give us a call to find a dealer near you. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable.
When you think of Texas A&M Athletics on WTAW, think of the businesses sponsoring the games of your favorite team.
Businesses like Pioneer Steel, Prosperity Bank, Atkinson Toyota, Schulte Roofing, and Hargrove Insurance.
Here's a big gig'em to these sponsors of Texas A&M Athletics. You're listening to the flagship station for Texas A&M Athletics, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Well, all we have to do is get him laughing and he'll leave. So we'll have to remember that from now on. I'll just get him to chuckle a little bit.
He's like George Costanza. He's always got to leave on a high note.
Well, that's okay. You know, that's fine. Is he down there bothering you now?
Nope.
Okay. All right.
Well, he's not going to bother me.
He was walking toward his office, so I thought he might have been down there too.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes he stops in.
Yeah, just to do that. All right, well, let me see. Gosh, we do have some time left over. I had no idea.
Man, a whole minute and 15 seconds.
Do we have some pre-recorded stuff from earlier in the week?
I've done so much math this morning.
You really have. Well, you had to do that one problem twice.
Yeah, that was. Mm-hmm.
By the way, I think we should totally, this is social media, Scott, so you might be already tuned out on this.
All right.
I think we should do a taste test for Chelsea whenever it comes to Skittles. And blindfold her, and then have her try them, and see if she can guess what color it is.
See, here's the thing. Though,
okay.
Well, I thought
but
actually
scented.
Scarily, I thought about that again, and that's. But you got to put on. Do you have like a back when you used to do choreographed swimming? Do you still have your nose clip from then?
I can find something.
Okay.
But
yeah.
That's going to jack with your taste, though, right?
Well, but then...
I'm a champion. I believe in myself.
Wow, okay.
So, champion Skittle taster.
Okay, you guys figure out how we'll do that, and we'll do it next week.
All right.
So we can find out about that.
Let's do it.
All right,
okay.
This date in history, in 1983, the Apple Lisa, this was the first commercial personal computer from Apple, was introduced.
Lisa.
1983.
Had
this thing called a mouse.
Apart.
And imagine this, Kodak. Kodak filed for bankruptcy 5 years ago today.
Wow.
WTAW, College Station Bryant, it's 9 o'clock.